Good morning. It's 6:46 a.m. on Saturday, July the 27th, 2019. Yeah, I got out as soon as I could this morning. I'm not really awake. I'm not feeling well rested. I have that sort of, I'm so tired, I'm a little bit bobble-headed feeling. But when I got up about an hour ago, it was 70 degrees. It's still 70 degrees. And the reason is because of the cloud cover. The overcast keeps the heat in like a little blanket. And it's been overcast since last night, so I see the end of the cloud cover off over the mountains there somewhere, off to the west. But what's going to happen is that the day is going to get warmer pretty fast. It's not going to feel as hot because I don't have the sun beating on me, but it feels like pretty warm. It's kind of muggy. Something's blooming. My nose is running. I don't usually consider myself as having hay fever, but I got some sort of allergy going. Clearly. So hi, how are you? I'm moving along. Push you forward with the first mile's the hardest. I did go home yesterday, fired up Scrivener, and forced myself to suck for 5 minutes. And managed to put in a fairly decent morning's worth of writing yesterday. Which I will count as a win. I'll do the same thing today. The mantra, I've, at this point I've got like two or three mantras. One is, how did it make you feel when you did it for fun? And the first mile is the hardest. And when it comes to writing, the first mile is that first 5 minutes. Getting in, getting down, getting into the story, finding a place to write something, and putting it in there. So that's where I am today. I've gone through my EVE Online characters and given them all their little skill boost this morning. This is not comfortable. It's not refreshing. Let's see if I can stay on this silly beat here for the metronome. So I don't know what else to talk about today. It's going to be it's going to be interesting. I think I have a therapist appointment on Monday, but I didn't get the confirmation call this week. So I'm going to have to call in Monday morning and find out. According to my schedule, where I'm doing it every 4 weeks, I first did it on July 1st this month. And if I count 4 weeks, that's Monday. So we'll see. Maybe they schedule it out to the next week. Or maybe they're having a problem with their scheduling system again. But it's coming up on the end of the month, and I'm I'm pleased that I've made some of the milestones. I'm pleased that I've made some of the goals that I set for myself for the month. Not having Cape Grace finished is a bit of a bummer. It's a bit of a downer. But I've done some other things this month that weren't goals, but which have made my quality of life better. Not the least of which is doing 4 miles a day and taking the satisfaction from the amount of good that has done to my general overall mental health. I've seen a couple of people out this morning, but I haven't seen a lot of folks. Because it's Saturday, and so I suspect a lot of people are waiting to walk their dogs till a little bit later. Man, I am so tired. I don't know exactly what the problem is. My eyeballs just... My eyelids want to keep drooping shut. I keep blinking, and each blink takes a little bit longer to get my eyes back open again. Went to bed reasonably early last night, too. I was up around 5:15, 5:30. So I was, 7 hours. Which is a lot better than those nights where I only get 4, 5, 6. Well, I think I got spoiled by getting 8 or 9 hours sleep a night. I may have to take a nap. I call and do my push-ups. I was hearing a lot of bird action here this morning. I'm reading Glenn Stewart's new one, Sword of Mars. Does a good job, I gotta give him credit. Props to the guy. Morning, Mr. Prairie Dog. It's 2 prairie dogs. Both giving me the evil eye. I don't blame them. I'm much larger than they are. I could be a predator. Okay, here we go. Come on up on it. Get ready to sit with me. One post. walking, not talking on it. So in Cape Grace, I'm thinking about things like there's a couple of plot points that haven't actually been explored. They've just sort of been set as part of the scenery and largely just taken as gospel. One is that Otto's mother took a short walk off the top of Aram House, and when he was a boy, and he doesn't know why. The other one that's missing that I don't have a good handle on is, who was the first shaman? Why did this rule get instituted? How did it get instituted? Presumably it was something the old man at least agreed to get it written into the contract, get it written into the charter. Assuming that it is actually written into the charter, which is another interesting idea, that it's not actually in the charter. I think it almost has to be. And if so, why was it put in there? How did it get put in there? Because it couldn't have been put in logically. Just, I'm trying to think this through. I don't know if it's going to have any bearing on this book or not. And spoiler alert, just in case. It almost had to be an addendum. Because when the co-op, when the St. Cloud Collective won the lease, there were no shamans. They hadn't started. They hadn't been developed. There was no St. Cloud fishery. There were no people on the planet. There were no shaman. There were no people there to be shamans. It's shamans, not shaman. A structure that still seems awkward to me, but which is nevertheless correct. So how did that addendum come to be? Where did that addendum come from? Who drove that? And how did they get it through? The assumption is that it's something that the old man put in. make the last turn here. Sun's beginning to burn through. The overcast is turning into more buttermilk than gray sheet. It's burning off the higher level over the lower level, which would be. Oh, that must be pleasant. Roofing team. Saturday morning, 7:02 a.m. The roofing team is on the roof. That's supposed to be them getting it done. Getting a work day in before it gets really hot is probably the right choice, but still. So I waited last night. It's back up to 172. It's all right. End of day is always heaviest. And I did have a big dinner last night. And weighed myself after getting off the treadmill and drinking about a quart of water. We go. Last street is crossed. I'm heading up to the back gate. Looking forward to just like a cup of coffee and a sit down. But at this point, I always say, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.